Hello and welcome to the Full Credit to the Boys podcast. I am Late Mailman. You might have found me on Twitter on @LateMailman. With me is former legend.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. You can find him at @former_legend on Twitter as well. Trailing pretty dismally behind me, actually. I think I've got 5,000 plus followers at the moment. You've got
3,000 desperates.
Come on, you know the exact number.
3,181 exactly. Desperates.
And he wants 19 more to get to 3,200 desperately.
How much does Quade Cooper sell his for?
Buy him, sell him. I think he trades, doesn't he?
Awesome.
He's got his Twitter followers on the stock exchange at the moment, I think. Anyway, you can find us as a podcast on Twitter as well. We are at @FCTTB_podcast, and we're on Facebook too. And we've got one of these gnarly new websites as well, and that is FullCreditToTheBoysPodcast.com. Now, plenty of sport going on over the summer. We're going to be talking, well, obviously in 2015, we're going to hit rugby league hard. We're going to hit AFL quite considerably less. We're going to hit Super Rugby probably even less than that. But for now, we've got cricket going on over summer, plenty of golf happening as well, Oz Open tennis.
The World Cup cricket.
Let's not forget the amazing NBL.
Is sorry. That still a thing, really?
Sorry, I can't. I can't even say that with a straight face.
1980 called.
Now, I do have to preface this whole podcast by explaining my voice. I used to sound a little bit like this when I spoke to Joel Kane, but I've had what they call the Darren Lockyer edemy. Darren Lockyer edemy.
Reversal.
Yeah. So basically, So instead of going into puberty, I've gone out of it. And my voice has gotten a little bit nicer.
You're pretty much the Benjamin Button of radio.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Actually, speaking of which, we are going to have Joel Kane on over the summer and into next year as well, as much as I despise the guy.
Can we get him on the tick? Let's see if we can get credit account.
Yeah, he does owe me a few, actually, all those lateness, all those late arrivals. All right, with further ado tonight, we can't really dodge this. It's the biggest sports story of the week. It's probably the biggest local sports story for quite some time.
Yeah.
A cricketer today, Phil Hughes, batsman for South Australia, formerly of New South Wales. He was batting at the SCG. A bouncer from Sean Abbott has hit him square in the head. And from what the reports that I've heard, he's hit the deck. He's gotten back up for momentarily. And then he's just collapsed.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of reports over the news this evening. A helicopter was brought in because they didn't have an ambulance on standby. Paramedics worked on him for 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
Which from all reports was absolutely crucial. The fact that the Ambos were able to get there in the helicopter and get him to hospital. It's been crucial to getting him to the point where he is today, now, where he's had surgery. He's out of surgery. He's in recovery. Still in a serious to critical condition, is from what I understand.
Yeah, I mean, I've been following it also on Twitter, on radio. Dan Ganane done a really good job this afternoon on the Rush Hour on Triple M, if anyone listens to that. And pretty much we're at a point where we don't know anymore, and we probably won't for another 24 hours. I know everyone who follows sport sends Phil and his family and his friends every deep and wholesome wish, and we just hope you get better soon, mate. It's a bloody horrible thing. It kind of reminds me, Hoodie, about... the whole Alex McKinnon thing. I don't know about you, but...
Absolutely, it does.
Yeah, there was some kind of similarities between the two incidents, and, yeah, both of them make you feel sick in the guts, you know.
I know, absolutely. I mean, not discounting the severity of the situation, but just like the Alex McKinnon incident, it's happened in the heat of battle.
Yeah.
It's happened within the rules, I'm stretching it a little bit with Alex McKinnon. One, there was lifting in the tackle and all that sort of stuff. But I mean, Sean Abbott here, he's done what every bowler does almost once and over.
Yeah. I mean, you look at both incidents, and for mine, the Jordan McLean, Alex McKinnon thing, it was an innocuous tackle, and we will see thousands of those a year and nothing will eventuate from them. It was just shit luck.
That's exactly what it is. It's shit luck.
And same again today. I mean, the ball was, ordinarily, we'd call that a good ball. Let's be honest. And, I mean, the outcome was horrible. God, I just hope the guy's all right. I really do. And, yeah, what a way to start a podcast.
It'd be irresponsible of us to go too much further, not knowing the details, but it goes without saying that our prayers and thoughts are with Phil Hughes, his family, his teammates, and of course Sean Abbott as well, who was directly involved in the incident too. Yeah. So our best wishes to all you boys, particularly Phil Hughes. All right, we're going to lighten the mood a little bit and get into our first segment of Full Credit to the Boys. You can find us on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. Former legend, this is our news segment. This is where we go through the top topics of the past 24 to 48 hours. I'm going to take you through something that I created. I bought it. I spent quite a bit on this. I bought the rights to this music. This, my friend, is our news thing.
Paid money for that.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm going to say two words are starting to describe this podcast already.
Yeah.
Fucking miserable.
Well, I thought it had, sort of had a bit of a kitschy sort of, well, kitschy. I think that's a bit of an anagram for something else. Shitty, maybe.
Can you tell people what kitschy is? Because I know my 3,181 followers would not have a clue.
Okay. Niche.
Keep going.
Deliciously cute.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. Sorry, yeah, sure. Don't really go with that podcast. Let's continue. A-League, cricket, our two big summer sports in Australia, it seems.
Yeah, and David Gallop has come out, former head of the NRL, now head of the A-League, and says that A-League now is getting closer to being bigger than cricket in Australia as our summer sport. And he referred back to the crowds over the last few weeks at the one-day series and against South Africa and the A-League home crowds. And on one night at the MCG, South Africa pulled 14,000 people. Across town, the Melbourne A-League game pulled 26,000. And David thinks that they're well on their way to becoming Australia's number one summer sport. What do you think about that?
David Gallop must be one smug bastard right now, wouldn't he?
I think he might be delusional, but anyway, you go on with your smug.
I just think with issues, I'm going to put them lightly, the issues rugby league has faced over the past...
Yeah, okay, let's forget rugby league.
Okay, sorry. I mean, he was sleeping with one eye open for a while there.
Yeah.
And now he's probably sleeping sounder than anyone in Australia. However, I digress. I think between the Wanderers and Alessandro Del Piero last year,
yes,
they just took it to this new familiarity, this to people who weren't that into it before.
Yes,
SBS are running live games now.
Yes,
so it's bringing it to plebs like me that can't afford to pay TV. But the crowds, the atmosphere.
Yeah,
I mean, as the legendary Bill says, the tension, the buzz, the crowd, the atmosphere. Unfortunately, it's not about cricket; it's at the A-League.
Yeah, and flares,
and mild riding, but whatever. Yeah.
With that in mind, but you still didn't answer my question. My question to you was, David Gallop made the statement,
yeah,
the A-League will be bigger than cricket in the summer in Australia.
Okay. John Lennon said that the Beatles were bigger than Jesus. Unfortunately, that doesn't always mean that it's true. I think the beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I do love cricket.
Yes.
I do. I love one-day cricket, and I'm pretty upset with 14,000 people at the MCG. I can't even do the maths. That's what, 1/8 full or something like that? 1/6 full?
That's 3 Gold Coast Titans games.
Yeah. Yeah, with the inflated figure.
Yeah.
In answer to your question, short answer, no.
Yeah.
Long answer, no, but it's in danger.
So I've withheld one piece of information out of this that probably David did too, God love him.
Yeah.
David hasn't mentioned the TV figures. Now, both of them on free-to-air. Admittedly, the soccer is on SBS,
yeah,
which, I mean, you know, Channel 9's always going to pull more than SBS anyway. One day figures, 1.3 million for the Melbourne game,
yeah,
in the cricket,
mm,
and 160,000.
I mean, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? You're getting the crowds through the gates, but you're not getting the money on the TV. The cricket on TV is quite amazing.
Yeah.
And I heard Richard Friedman on another radio show the other day, mm-hmm, make a very good point. And he said, why would you go to the cricket?
Yes.
You've got commentary at home. You've got hotspot. You've got replays.
Yep.
You've got your fridge and your lounge.
Yeah. But you've got that to watch the soccer too.
Yeah, you do. But
well, you don't have hotspot.
Arguably, I think live football
is better live
than on the telly.
And don't forget, that's 1.3 million people watching the cricket whilst Channel 9 have the commentary team they have.
Yeah.
They are special numbers. Yeah,
that is. That's almost a discounted rate.
Yeah. I mean, Ian Healy, I don't know whether you've listened, Hoodie, but Ian Healy commentates from a bar, blind, by himself. He doesn't know anyone's listening. If our listeners, next time Ian Healy commentates, just imagine Ian is actually in a bar and it's being fed to you and he's by himself. He's that piss tank up the end who's talking to himself. Ian Healy does a spectacular job playing Barney Gumble.
His commentary has about the same direction as his fingers.
Yeah. Stumps.
Gnarled and twisted and almost directionless.
Yeah.
Love
your heels.
Yeah, bless
you. Welcome on anytime.
Bless you. I love Gilly more.
And here's Ian now. Ian, come out. Ian.
Well, Jesus, we're 10 minutes into our first podcast. We should be about 5.
One tinny.
Yeah, I did say here. Yeah. Cheers.
I will bring my wallet. I'm telling you, I just can't find it. It seems every time you message I lose it.
Just save it, champ. And I don't call anyone champ. I think it's derogatory. So anyway, we move on. We're going to get through this. We've got a clock on each of these subjects. Okay. Sunday NRL live at 4 p.m.
Good news.
Great news. Yeah. It is. We're just talking about TV figures and how good the TV product is. People loathe the Sunday 4 p.m.
No one
delayed
watches.
Game.
Ray Warren tried to tell the other day about advertisers not being able to cram 4 ads in every break.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to pay a premium now for live Sunday Rugby League. So their spots are going to... Channel 9 will pay the bills. There's no dramas there.
It's good news. It's fantastic news. I can't see... advertising is about the only drawback.
Yeah. The only other thing I can think of is possibly what happens when it goes to Golden Point. The news runs late.
Yeah.
Sorry, Peter Overton.
Terry Campisi, big news here. It's not that he coughed and broke a rib. It's that he's set to leave Canberra for the English Super League. This is just days, though, after the news, the headlines were, Terry Campisi, welcome back to Raiders training. After he'd been told that he was allowed to go.
Welcome back and clear your locker.
Pretty much. Yeah. You're welcome back for a few days to sort
not
your
only
stuff out.
I think the Raiders will probably be weaker for that, but also Canberra hairdressers right the way around the Australian Capital Territory are going to be weaker for that.
He was crusading for the Baldies eventually.
Yeah.
Once he
was in denial for a long time. I mean, if you're going to grow hair, it's got to be a mullet.
That's right, or a hood.
Anyway, Campo, best of luck.
Careful getting on that plane. You may break your ankle. The next one, Bernard Tomic.
Yes, everyone's favourite.
He's done the Jelena Dokic.
What? Grew a mole on his chin.
Then got hot by cutting it off. Sorry. That was a
hello
little...
to all our female listeners. Yeah,
bless you.
There they go.
So he sacked his coach, back to his dad, hoping for a big summer and to break back into the top 30. That's ambitious. Currently 55th with a bullet.
Yeah, with a bullet.
Did
you know we've got 3 in the top 50? Well, no. Actually, in the 50s. 50, 52, 54.
Rafter, Philippoussis, Pat Cash.
No.
Well, there's new kids on the block.
McNamee,
there's hope in Australian tennis,
McNamara,
is there?
McNamee, Alexander.
We've got young ones, do we? Nick Kyrgios, who else is in there?
Our top rank is still, sadly, Leighton Hewitt. Leighton Hewitt.
The guy's a stayer.
Yeah. Well, he's about to retire.
Yeah. Malign him all you want.
I love him.
Tease his weird auction website that has some sort of resemblance to eBay, but never got off the side of the buses.
I don't know about what you're talking about.
I don't even know.
Talk to me about that later anyway.
Votesomething.com. I don't know what it is. Look up Leighton Hewitt auction. You'll get his house in Palm Beach. Tomic, sorry. We're filling this with great content tonight. All I think of when I think of Bernard Tomic is the very homoerotic fight he had with his mate in the spa in the Gold Coast.
This was around the same time. That's where me and you were different. I think of strippers. But anyway, you talk about homoerotic.
Yeah, but I mean, that was there with him cruising around the Gold Coast in his Ferrari or whatever the hell it was, Lamborghini.
I thought it was O.J. Simpson that day, the way they followed him.
It was a bit weird. Or Ben Cousins.
Oh, yeah. Such is life.
Allegedly. Yeah. I feel like there's a drug connotation there we don't want to go to. Is he going to get back in the top 30? Is he going to figure in Australian tennis in the next 12 months? I'm going to take the easy option and say no.
Hoodie, let me give you one quote from Bernard Tomic about his new physio.
Please do.
His new physio. He's worked with many top players, Hoodie. Many top players. And also many famous DJs as well.
Cue cricket noise. It's a little bit light and shade, but we move on to our final topic tonight. And again, one we can't ignore in the week of White Ribbon Day, another domestic violence incident in the NRL. I hate having to say another. I hate having to say a domestic violence incident in the NRL.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'll say one thing from the outset. Souths are a bit unlucky here. The guy hasn't played for Souths, okay? He's been signed by them. He hasn't actually played a game.
Yeah.
And whilst, so I've been seeing on Twitter, you probably have too, everyone's labelling Souths as some domestic violence club. I can't cop that. I won't buy into that at all. That's,
no.
That's ridiculous. However, the NRL need to do two things here. First of all, they need to make a clear stand on domestic violence. And that, Hoodie, comes into my second point, and that is across the board. Not if you're a reserve grade player, not if you're a first grade player, across the board. Make a stand. If you lift your hand and belt a woman, no matter who it is, no matter what the circumstances are, if a court finds you guilty, you should not play rugby league.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Sorry, that hesitation made it sound like I don't. Has too long passed for some of these, you know, like Robert Louis, Mr. Mad Monday, just in recent times, there's Robert Louis, guilty of.
Yes.
There's Kurosame Ovar, yeah. Guilty of.
Yes.
There's Cody Walker.
Charged.
Charged. There was allegations about other players in the last year or two, which we're not going to necessarily detail.
Well, our legal team want to be more expensive than our lead-in for the news.
Yeah, so they're peering over our shoulder this whole podcast, actually. And fair enough, too.
I didn't know TAFE did law, but that's cool.
Yes, you're absolutely right. They have to do something about this.
Yeah.
It goes without saying that they should not wear a pink jersey. I mean, I'm not the first person to say this, and I'm not going to claim that this is my idea. I've heard this, and I've said, yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
They can't play in the women in league round.
Well, that's.
I mean,
that's
they're a given, flat out it? Even playing.
That's a given.
They're flat out even being able to play.
Yeah. Look, I know it's a soft target these days because everyone's had a crack, but the Robert Louis thing should have been a line in the sand. It should have been a line in the sand, and it wasn't.
They had 12 months.
Yeah.
And then another 6 months to do something.
And then
about
we went,
it.
Oh, really? That happened again.
Yeah.
Hmm. However, they've got to make a stand. I hope they are. I know Buzz has got his set too with David Smith at the moment.
Yep.
However, I think we really need to get heads together, get minds together, and get on the same page. And stop this. Stop it. It's not acceptable. It never has been, and it never will be.
There's a lot of excuses and explanations thrown around. There's a very common link with a lot of them. The grog.
Yes.
Everyone's saying there needs to be behavioural clauses, all this sort of stuff put in. There's got to be responsibility taken by people.
But you don't need a behavioural clause to be a human being.
Yeah, I know.
That's called law.
I know, but I mean, if I turn into a maniac on the grog, I tell you,
You're not going to. You're not going to.
I'm only one deep so far.
You look like you're
having. I'm not drinking, is what I'm doing. That's if I'm. If I turn into a maniac on the drink,
yeah.
I'm not drinking.
Yeah, and we all know guys.
Easier
that
said
are.
Than done.
We all know guys that are, but when you're under the spotlight like these guys are, even more so. There's no excuses. There should be a line drawn now. Get out of our game. Go and play whatever you want to go and play. Super rugby, rugby union, French rugby, Japanese rugby, Super League, whatever you want to go and play, but get out of our game. There is no room.
We move on to our next segment. It's called Mountain or a Molehill. Basically, we got a story. I put it to you, former underscore legend at Twitter. Is it a mountain? Is it a molehill? Is it something worth talking about? Is it something worth moving on from? The Dragons player exodus, the St. George Illawarra Dragons for 2015. I say the St. George Illawarra Dragons. It's very close to being singular. There's only about two players left.
Yeah.
Is it a mountain or a molehill? There's no Brett Morris. There's no Kyle Stanley. Jared Beale's gone. The skinniest man in the world has been replaced by George Rose.
Solid.
Dane Nielsen, who, with due respect, great player, has gone missing the last couple of years.
Yep. Chris Keating.
Chris Keating is in danger of getting bitten by his dog. Or was that Matt Keating? I don't know. It was one or the other.
Matt.
He was there, though. Guilty. Bo Henry and Heath Lestrange. So that's what they've got going on.
Yeah. And from all reports, there may be one or two more that still could be shown the
door.
Yeah,
we'll get to that shortly.
Yeah.
Is it a mountain or a molehill? The Dragons... this is a thing. They've been blaming Bennett ripping the club apart for the last few years, which, let's be fair, you reap what you sow. Let's be fair. He left them with little, but they've now got less, kind of.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, the thing with that is that Wayne Bennett had to have someone sign the checks. Someone had to be watching over.
Absolutely.
And the buck stops with Doust. Yeah. And, mate, that guy has had more lives than a cat, and this may be the crescendo. This may be it for him, because if you look at the quality of players they're losing, the quality of players that may be on their way out, and then look at the quality of players, with all due respect, that are staying there, man, they are in some serious trouble. And I don't see them endangering many teams at all this year. And so I think it's a mountain. It's a mountain of a story. And it will get bigger.
Mm, I think you're absolutely right.
I think we're at base camp now and we're on our way up.
Let's move on. This guy. This fucking guy. Blake Ferguson. His return. Mountain or a molehill?
I'm going to say a mountain. It's a mountain of a story.
Yeah.
The guy... Let's start with the positives for the bloke. He has ability that me and you could only dream about.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have time for the negatives this week.
No. Let's just say the word ethics.
Yeah.
So it's a mountain of a story. Does it seem to you? Do you know? Is it the Roosters that look like signing him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Geez, that cap's going good.
Isn't it?
How many paper bags are at that joint?
It's the boots of cars, I think.
Yeah. City Ford.
Mm.
So with that in mind, I think it's a mountain of a story. We'll just leave it at that.
I'm going to say it is a mountain as well, in that he's halfway up the mountain, in that he never actually has reached his potential. I'm talking purely as a player here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's not deny it. He's a great player. He's got the makings of a fantastic... He's got speed, size, strength.
He can finish a try like anyone. I'll tell you something now, Hoodie. I've met the bloke. He is a big unit. He's a big unit, and he has... If he's a winger, man, he's going to be destructive when he's good and when he's at his best, I should say.
You're 6'15". You're saying he's big.
Yeah, he almost looked me in the eye.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a big unit.
But he wouldn't look you in the eye because he's Blake Ferguson.
I'm not going to add any more to that.
Yeah, good. Okay.
And he didn't buy me a beer.
Okay. Mountain or a molehill? The Cricket World Cup, February, March 2015. Pretty pissed off because they're not letting my membership ticket to the SCG be valid.
You're a member of the SCG.
Absolutely.
That's almost giving away who you are.
I'm eminent.
You're almost giving away who you are.
I'm a man of many levels. Don't you worry about it. I can pop a collar with the best of them.
Admittedly, if you're sitting in the member stand in summer and you're the only guy in a hood, we're going to pretty much say that's you.
For
all our listeners.
See, I've run into a bit of a quandary there in that you're not allowed to really wear headgear in the members bar. So basically, I've got a beer wench that I send to the bar, and I get full strength. So please,
nice.
But we digress. Cricket World Cup.
It's a mountain. However, it does have its molehills. Let me just say that. Let me read these stellar lineups: Afghanistan versus Scotland. I mean, traditional rival, sure,
absolutely.
And I go on. Maybe this should be a double header. Ireland versus United Arab Emirates.
Absolutely. They could bank on a good 7,000 to that doubleheader.
Where do you reckon they'll play that at? Which car park?
It's got to be the car park of Manuka Oval.
Yeah. Will it be... Ricky will be there. Will it be one hand off the wall and shit like that? Or
you know what's exciting about this one? I've got a relative who is involved with the Afghanistan World Cup cricket team. Yeah. We could get
autographed memorabilia.
We could get insert captain's name on our podcast.
Why don't we get some memorabilia to give to one of our listeners that we don't like?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, don't really want to go too much further with that one.
Yeah, okay.
Our final one, I should say, mountain or a molehill. I don't know if I can hold it together for this headline. Michael Phelps' girlfriend reveals she was raised as a boy.
Now, when you say raised as a boy, Hoodie, are you talking about a tomboy, a girl that was born on a farm?
She didn't dress in overalls and, you know, play with the neighbourhood boys because she just identified... Well, she did identify them with them because she was one. She was also a girl. I tweeted this the other day. I said, I don't know what to say about this, and I still don't. I'm going to read a little excerpt from the article, and that's excerpt, not excerpt, like the idiot I heard the other day say it. A little grammar lesson for you there.
Going to give it a shout out?
Yeah. The girlfriend of Olympic champion Michael Phelps has dropped a bombshell. She was born intersex and lived as a boy until her teens. In a post on her Facebook page, which is about as reliable as Wikipedia, Taylor Leanne Chandler, 41. Let's just stop at that one for a sec.
41?
Girl or boy? 40. He's 29. She's 41.
Now, keep going, because there's something even more interesting in this.
Taylor Leanne Chandler revealed that she was an intersex baby and her birth name was, and you can't get much more male than this, David Roy Fitch.
Yes, David Roy Fitch, interstate trucker.
Absolutely. Okay, and we got a quote now. Unfortunately, we don't have the grab because it's questionable, mate, the validity of this story. I was born with male genitalia with no testicles, but I also have a uterus and no ovaries. She decided to change her name as a teenager and later underwent surgery to become a woman. I've got to skip over a couple of details here to get to the good part.
Get to the bit that I want you to talk about.
Oh, the pair met up at the Olympians' Baltimore home to watch a football game after meeting on Tinder.
Tinder. There it is. There it is. You're telling me that Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympic swimmer of all time, has Tinder.
Absolutely.
And you wonder why former legend can't score.
As if his profile picture isn't him just triumphing on the dice after winning gold.
Yeah,
after
I don't think it's a shady Instagram.
No one's swiping no to that.
No.
Particularly not this David Roy Fitch.
Have I showed you my Tinder profile?
Don't want to see it.
Let me show you.
Don't
take it to your work.
Can I go on with this story, please? One thing led to the next, and we made love during halftime, she said. Later, we had sex again. The intimacy with him was amazing.
Stop!
There's an exclamation mark.
Stop!
There.
They made love.
Yeah.
Has she still got the tackle?
Well, I did mention she underwent surgery to become a woman.
Right, so she's...
So I've seen her photos and...
The bed flute's gone.
From the head down, she looks good.
Here but then, we go.
But then you can mould anything, can't you, really?
Well... As someone who had a bit of time for Carlotta back in the day, I don't want to say too much. However...
You also liked Taylor Hansen, didn't you?
Who's that?
The Hansen boys. but I think this little details...
Is that Taylor Hansen? Is that one that sings about every time some bloke does something wrong with her, she does an album about it?
That's Taylor Swift. Come on, mate. Culture. This is a sporting podcast. Phelps was arrested for drunk driving and entered rehab last month, which brings us to our explanation. He's been pissed for 6 months.
Doesn't he mind a bong as well?
When I mean 6 months, I mean 6 years.
Yeah. Isn't he on the bongs?
I'm going to say allegedly, but...
There was a photo of him on the bongs.
There really was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm tipping. He's had a big night on probably the bucket bongs.
Yeah.
And what was his name? David... Finch.
David Roy Fitch.
David Roy Fitch.
Trucker at large.
Has dead set hit the jackpot.
Can I just finish this story by saying his ex-lover says she emailed him about her complicated history, but he has yet to respond. And funnily enough, stop. No one's actually heard from Michael Phelps since. All right, our next one. It's called, well, it says here bullshit or legit, but I think legit or bullshit goes, it rolls a little bit better. Which one do you want to go with? Let's go for a vote.
Back when I was in my rap career, I always said bullshit or legit. But anyway, you go with what you want.
Let's go bullshit or legit. It's written down.
So what are we doing here?
So what we do, we sift through. This is something that's quite close to my heart.
Yes.
I mean, I've built 5,000 something followers on Twitter.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And a love-hate relationship with Joel Kane purely on NRL rumours.
Yeah.
And garages like the one we are in right now.
Yes.
So basically, it's a murky world, NRL rumours on Twitter. It's hard because everyone wants to break it first.
Yeah. And so when we're talking about rumours, we're not talking about Joe Average, are we? We're talking about...
we're talking about bombshell player movements.
We're also talking about the sources being someone like Rugby League Week Mole, Buzz Rothfield.
Not to be confused.
Unblock me. Danny Widler. Unblock me.
You made a crack about their red cheeks and red hair, respectively, didn't you?
We'll get to that later. Yeah. The Lurker, he's another one seems to be
There's a Supergrass prevalent. On Triple M, the
girl
team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's actually come up with a lot of good stuff. He's connected that too. I'll prop him. I've
heard who he may be, and it kind of makes sense. However, so you know about this. You tell us, how hard is it to be the guy? That guy who comes up with the rules.
There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure because, I mean, it's almost a full-time job chasing these things.
Yeah.
It's almost another full-time job verifying them.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Yeah. And you're not going to go and ask the player. The player's going to be the last one to admit it.
Absolutely. I mean, Brayton Astor was quite vocal in saying he wasn't leaving the Roosters for the Tigers. I managed to get it out there on the game plan that he was going to sign the next day.
Yeah.
Despite him having knocked it down on the news that night.
Right.
And sure enough, he did. He signed with them the next day. Thing is, though, with things like that, no one props you for getting it right, but Jesus, everyone is so quick to knock you if you get it wrong.
Yeah.
And they change so quickly.
And that's what I was going to say to you. The culture can change. Guys can go to meetings and see the bit of paper in front of them and shit themselves. Even though you know they're going to a meeting to sign a piece of paper to say they're going to play with Canberra or they're going to play with Parramatta.
Basically, if they're going to Canberra, let's suggest that they will not actually end up there.
Canberra's not the best example.
Unless they're, you know, Sisawanga or something like that.
Yeah. So, but we know how the rugby league world works. And guys can actually pull out in boardrooms and say, you know what? No. Yeah? Mm. Daly Cherry Evans is going to go to St. George.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, with that in mind, that can easily change in minutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you look like a fool. Even though... Technically, when you released that information, you were correct. You were on the money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us about that.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten heaps of stuff wrong. And I've been lambasted into next week.
But you're only as good as your source.
Absolutely. And you can. But sometimes the source has been the player.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
How truer can it get?
Yeah.
And it's still just gone wrong.
Yeah.
But that's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
And to that end... We go into a few rumours that are floating around at the moment.
Sure.
First one, courtesy of the NRL Lurker. Very sinister profile picture on Twitter.
What's with the Lurker? That to me sounds like someone who hangs out public toilets.
Yeah, I mean, instead of like a car park or a garage.
Yeah, that's classy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Look at where we are.
Public toilets, that's George Michael stuff. Don't even want to go there.
I was going to say Alan Jones. Yes.
Sharks, $1 million offer... For Daly Cherry hyphen Evans.
Yes. Bullshit or legit?
Bullshit or legit. Is it true? Is it going to... I reckon the Sharks... They're undoubtedly in a huge rebuilding phase at the moment. Because when you're at rock bottom, there's only one way to go.
Ordinarily, yes.
They've got that huge... Well, yeah. I mean, you can hang about down there for a while. They've got that huge development going on with the league's club, which is going to generate a little bit of cash.
Is it? Is it?
Well, I mean, that's another one in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're opening the checkbook.
Mm.
Do they have $1 million? Do they have, what's that? A very large fraction of their salary cap for one player.
Yeah.
Every year.
I'm going to call this straight up. I think the rumor technically is legit.
Yep.
I think they may well find $1 million for Daly Cherry Evans if he comes on the market. However... I don't think $1 million, just as the Lurker did say, is going to be enough. Especially,
do you think there'll be another club, or do you think
there'll be nine other clubs.
Do you think $1 million's to get him from Manly or to beat another club?
I think that depends who stays at Manly. But let's face it, between him and Foran, Manly have their work massively cut out to keep both of those guys.
Yeah.
And whilst no Manly fan... there's part of me that hopes they do, because without those two together, I don't think that club's going to be the same.
I think their biggest hope at this point in time, and we won't stay on this for too long, but is to try to keep those two and try to get this honest back rower, front rower thing that they've got going on, get more Justin Horrows, get more Tommy Simonses, and get them into that Manly culture of winning.
Okay, so bullshit or legit?
Okay, I'm going to say legit. Offer, I'm going to go with you, I'm afraid. Legit offer. it won't happen. He won't go to the Sharks.
No.
Sam Cassiano. We mentioned the Dragons earlier.
Yeah.
Will Sam Cassiano go to the Dragons 2015, courtesy of Rugby League Week Mole? He said...
@RugbyLeagueWeek_Mole.
Yeah, not to be confused with Late Mailman, because, wow, didn't he fire up when we first started on the game
plan?
Yeah,
I noticed That's a story for another day.
Someone actually even challenged us to have a charity boxing match at one point, but...
Yeah, I think you've got him covered, please, Mr. Mole. I've seen Mr. Please. Mole.
He's flat out talking about his injuries on Twitter all the time, yeah, but anyway...
He's got hamstrings like... Shane Watson.
Made of rubber bands. Cassiano to Dragons in 2015. Molly reckons an announcement is imminent.
Yes. What do you say?
I say it's legit.
Cassiano did come out and say he will be happy to be a Bulldog next year.
Yeah, so it is legit again,
yep,
with an asterisk, yes, and that asterisk is he will sign soon.
Yes.
For 2016.
All right, I'm going to say Molly is absolutely on the money and Cassiano will be a Dragon in 2015.
Well, I guess we'll find out in a couple of months, yeah, right?
Molly doesn't miss many.
Third bullshit or legit, Trent Mez, I go out with Sally Fitzgibbons-Merrin.
Yep.
To the Broncos or the Roosters. At first point, he goes out with Sally Fitzgibbons. Are they still going out? She's over in Hawaii at the moment trying to win the world title.
Are you going to break something here?
Absolutely not. Huh. No, I wish I was. Weak. I wish I was. But if he was to go to the Broncos or the Roosters, it would take him away from her hometown of Jarrah or Gerringong or wherever it is she comes from down there.
Big deal. She's never at home anyway. She's at Hawaii.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. She's got cars galore, sponsorships that can... she bloody loves a Twitter shout-out, I tell you what.
Oh, yeah?
Back to Trent Merrin. Is he going to the Broncos or the Roosters? I reckon... Wayne Bennett has been in his ear repeatedly already.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say about this... Well, I'll say two things about this.
Yeah, bullshit first, or legit, first of all.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to say bullshit.
Yep.
Only because, two reasons. The money, reportedly, that Trent Merrin wants for a contract for next year or the year after...
Yep.
Could not possibly, surely, dear God... Shout out to the Thoroughbreds and Nick Politis... could not possibly go to the Broncos or the Roosters. They're talking upwards of $700,000 for Trent Merrin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, when you talk about the Roosters, we already talked about Blake Ferguson going there. They've got half their side is playing at least state football.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that number's not quite right, but a lot of them are, if not international as well. Second one with the Broncos, can Trent Merrin play fullback?
The Bronco Griffin not only days
that, can he displace Darius Boyd from not just the number one jersey, but Wayne Bennett's teat?
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying...
I think Trent Merrin will stay at the Dragons. They'll find the money.
Yeah.
I mean, they're hardly paying premiums for those players they've signed this year.
Yeah, but they're offloading guys because they can't fit them under. I mean, we could do a whole show. Maybe we'll do a whole show on a few teams in the next few weeks. And St. George is one team that would be very, very interesting to look at under a microscope.
I wonder if they're still paying Mick Beattie from 1991.
Okay, so with that in mind, do you think in the next few weeks we might have a segment where you can return to your roots and reprise some of the late mail and make it maybe a bit of an exclusive for the Full Credit to the Boys podcast?
You never forget your first love, do you? I bloody love meeting Joel Kane in a car park. But instead, now it's former legend. Yes, in answer to your question, we will revisit some of the rumours. Do you want one now?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Poor old Rennie Matua. He can't catch a break. He had a break one night, went out, had a few beers and got in a fight.
Yeah.
With the Samoan team, got kicked off. My news, my word is that he will stay at the Bulldogs.
Really?
Yeah, they want him there. He's going to be back to training within about a month.
Yeah, that surprises me in a way because I just don't see what role Rennie plays there.
Yeah.
He must be.
All right, our next segment tonight, overs or unders. So basically I throw out a few obscure over or under bets. Our first one, for example, Jarryd Hayne. NFL games, over or under one game?
All right, solidly, I'm going to say under.
Definitive.
One game. He will not play a game of NFL.
And that's, why?
I don't think that he has enough of the knowledge. If you have any ounce of knowledge about NFL and how hard those guys, and when they start playing NFL, And full credit to Jared Hayne. He is a sensational absolutely. Full credit
to all the boys. Really?
nice mention. Without a doubt, he is a sensational athlete, and any team would want him. And
oh, hell, he won the Gatorade Bolt.
Did he?
Actually, no, he didn't. He came about third, but he went all right.
Solid third?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, with that in mind, he will not play a game. He is a sensational athlete, but at this stage, no, he's left it too late. I don't think we will ever comprehend how difficult it's going to be for a guy to go over and play NFL.
All right, I've got to staunchly disagree with this one.
Really?
I'm going to say over Bang. One game. And the reason is I've been watching lots of Friday Night Lights lately, and and that if that's taught me anything, it's that anyone can come off the street and become a gridiron star. And not only that, they can win state championships, rings, and all that sort of stuff. So to that end, I'm going to say that Jared Hayne will not only play, but he may win a Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then what will he do?
I don't know. He's certainly not going to come back to the NRL.
NBA?
Oh, he'll just go buy an apartment in Manhattan and just look over the Hudson River for the rest of his life.
Let's see who... I'm confident on mine.
All right. GWS Giants in the AFL.
Yep.
2015. Will they have over or under 10 wins? And this is a good margin, I think.
10 wins is what the Gold Coast Suns had last year.
Yeah.
So they are basically their measuring stick. You agree?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So 10 wins. I'm going to say... exactly 10.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go unders. I think they're going to fall short. I think they're going to go all right. I think they're going to have 7 or 8 wins, and they're going to be throughout the season. They're not going to, you know, go on a run or anything like that.
Have recruited a little bit of experience.
They have. They have. They're getting stronger. There's no doubt in the world. And their young guns are getting older, as in more mature and better.
Yes.
Young Jeremy Cameron has been going from strength to strength. But I think they're still a year or two away from getting to those double digits.
And how many games over and under 10,000 people?
spotless stadium, peopleless stadium. Poor old Giants. It's, you know what it is? It's the homebush affliction. It's the homebush affliction.
Maybe we'll do something about the Giants and their position in Sydney, the Sydney sportscape, in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Because that is some conversation.
They've got to get up there with the WSWs of the...
Sydney Kings.
I was thinking more Wanderers, but yeah.
Right.
Okay, our next one. Dragons, over or under 11th position, and again, a good margin.
Yeah, I'm going to comfortably
say... This is in the NRL, of course, St. George Illawarra Dragons.
Okay, I'm going to comfortably say under 11th. I think they will finish, you heard it here first, second last.
Wow.
Second last.
Ahead of...
Ricky.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to go into our 2015 predictions, you know, in weeks to come, so we won't go too far into that, but... Wow, Dragons, second last. Yeah, I think they're going to fall. I think they're going to fall about a tenth. I'm going to go over, just. Our next one, Josh Childress, speaking of NBL, to spend over or under one more week suspended in the NBL this season.
So tell everyone who's not NBL.
Okay, so Josh Childress is the big American import. Sydney Kings love an American import. Well, yes. They did in the early 90s anyway.
Shout out to Steve Carfina.
And Dwayne D. Train McLean forever.
Dean Utoff.
The man mountain. Josh Childress. So against the Perth Wildcats the other week, he slammed his elbow into Wagstaff like there was no tomorrow. It came off after a very regulation screen.
Let me tell you, Les Boyd would have been proud of that hit.
Absolutely he would have. And Wagstaff in this instance was the Daryl Broman.
Yes. Did he sue him?
Not yet. Okay. No. So the NBL suspended him for just one game. Mm. And please, if that was some numpty nobody
soft.
Off the bench, he'd have gotten 5 to 6 to 12.
Yes.
So Childress got ejected and he got suspended for 1 week. And you know why? Because...
He's the money man.
He is a money man. They've spent a lot of money on him. They expect a lot back from him. They expect tens of people to watch this game on television. And so they can't afford for him to be out of the game. So they gave him a dismal one game. I'm going to say under. He's not going to spend one more week out of the NBL regardless.
No, I agree. Unless he packs a shotgun in his kit bag and goes absolutely apeshit, he will not get suspended. That guy is kryptonite.
Michael Clark, our second last one this evening. Overs or unders, 1.5 clashes with coaches or admin before end of summer. This is not including his current one, which is he's in defiance as to whether he's actually going to play in the first test at the Gabba or not.
Right.
Cricket Australia are pretty much saying, dude, you're busted. Have a break. And he's saying, like a cranky little kid. He's like that little girl in the Go to Bed Jessica ad. He's standing there.
What the fuck is that?
It's obscure. Come on, mate. Roll with it. He's standing there in defiance going, I will play. I will. Stop it.
Yeah, that's, you're freaking me out now.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so back.
Over or under 1.5 clashes with coaches or admin before end of summer. Jesus.
I'm going to say over. I'm going to say he's going to have two more clashes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And one of those will be with, what's the Sydney competition called?
The Sydney first grade cricket. Yeah.
He'll probably clash with them first, declaring for 17 and all.
Our final one, do we want to go this way?
Yes.
This guy, we're going to preface this by saying he's a fantastic bloke. I like the guy. Jimmy Smith, you can follow him on Twitter, at that Jimmy Smith.
THATJIMMYSMITH,
at that Jimmy Smith. He's listening right now. Jimmy Smith and Mrs. Jimmy Smith.
Yeah.
Is Jimmy batting overs or unders?
Have you seen Mrs. Jimmy Smith?
She's beautiful. You know what? Jimmy Smith's, he's obviously played some footy.
Yeah.
He spent some time in sales. Yeah. He can pitch.
Really?
He can pitch. He can pitch.
I'm thinking ice to Eskimos. That.
Absolutely. He's done real. Due respect, Jimmy, of course. I should have said that at the start of this seg. Jimmy batting overs or unders?
Jimmy tweeted me on Melbourne Cup Day hoodie. Yeah. And he showed me his beautiful bride going into the Redfern tab.
Mm.
Now, I'm
so
gonna,
not only has he got her to marry him, but
he's got her in tow,
taking her out on the town.
He's going to all the classy joints. You can have your piano bar.
Yeah.
You can have
your Aria restaurant at the Key. Yeah. I will take you to Redfern tab.
Now, with that in mind, if you have a look at Jimmy's Twitter account, you'll probably see a couple of pictures of Mrs. Jimmy Smith.
Yeah.
And I am going to comfortably say this is the bet of the night. Jimmy Smith batting overs.
All right, it's ceremony time, award ceremony time. The weekly full credit to the boys' awards.
Wow.
Of which I saw a little bit going on Twitter this week. You gave a bit of a full credit to Miss Erin Molan, Channel 9, who, by the way, got all PDA-ish all over social media this week with a new fella, some New South Wales cricketer. Come on, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Come on,
mate.
It's unbecoming of you to cry.
So,
Erin Mullen, you're flirting with her. She's put out something about her new love, missing him, smoochy.
Who is that guy?
He plays for New South Wales. So, she's going out with a New South Wales cricketer. Good on him. Well done. You're a bit upset.
Shut the fuck up, man. Well done.
Well, so, you've come back and said he doesn't have a mullet. Which I thought was a pretty piss-weak response, to be honest.
Yeah, but look at mine.
It's lustrous.
Yeah, so Erin and I have had a love/AVO relationship on Twitter for the last 3 or 4 months.
Has she muted you ever?
No.
Oh, good,
no,
good.
No,
good.
But yeah, she did follow me, and I remember where I was that day.
Bloody good.
Yeah, yeah. No, look, Erin takes everything I say with a grain of salt, seemingly.
Good humour.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
Good quality in a woman.
Yeah. And maybe we'll try and get her on, do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. Erin, you're listening right now. I know you are. Jimmy Smith was. You would be. So, call us. But while we're on the topic of tweeting and social media goings on, we've got our weekly full credit to the Boys Awards, which is basically us just, saying bloody well done for being witty on Twitter.
Yes.
Being twitty. Basically. So we've got to cut it down into two segs. We've got two little categories. We've got Celebrity Tweet of the Week.
Yes.
We've got Amateur Tweet of the Week.
Yes.
DJ Havana Brown, at DJ Havana Brown.
Who's that?
DJ. She's a DJ. Her name's Havana Brown.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, mate.
Sure.
She says, Sydney, please don't rain for too long, to which this guy replied.
Yes.
At Shane Warne.
Smooth.
The answer to the question no one asked. He said, Sydney has the most overrated weather in Australia and, I'm getting into a good bit here, it rains more than any other state too, to which I could not keep quiet. And I said, except Sydney isn't a state, Warnie. Your celebrity tweet of the week.
My celebrity tweet of the week goes out to at Andrew Bogut.
I know that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know him, but
yeah,
go
wish,
on.
Wish you did. Can we get him on next week?
He doesn't fit in this car park.
Yeah. Okay. And his tweet was, and I quote, oh, and to the Australian Channel 7 crew who interviewed me post-game, you currently have top spot for the dumbest questions asked of 2014.
Jesus, I missed that one. What's that about?
Well, it actually doesn't go too far into it, and no one actually has been able to uncover it. He didn't say too much more, except to say that when someone asked him, did they ask say that you were really tall, he said, dumber than that.
Okay, amateur tweet of the week as well. I like this part because it gives a bit of a prop up to the guys that are just fighting the good fight out there and getting their their gags out on Twitter.
Yeah, and we've... Between us, we've got some really good followers and some really funny followers.
Absolutely.
And we will endeavour to uncover those that people should be following, because there's a lot of guys that I find that have got 70, 80 followers that are funnier than people who have 2,000 and 3,000 followers.
5,000, something like myself.
Former underscore legend.
So I'm going to start with my one. Sure. Shout out to Scotty Bailey 313. That's at Scotty Bailey 313. And the dude has said, and I think I've got a little bit of a vested interest in this one. He said, if Michael Clarke has indeed been ruled out, he's talking about the first test match, surely there is a better test option than Glenn Maxwell. I need a face palming emoji.
Yeah, that's
now, I don't really even know what emojis are, but mate, that made me laugh. Well done. Props, Scotty Bailey, 313. Full credit to you, champ.
Maybe we can go into the big show. In the next podcast, we'll talk about...
big show. You need a big show, champ. You need something going on.
The no-show slash...
The one innings and then I got paid $1 trillion to play in the IPL.
Slash the reverse sweep after 8 balls in a test.
Oh, when you're batting to save the innings. That's come on, Maxi. That's what I'm going to call you. I'm not going to call you Big Show.
That's a killer.
I'll call him BS.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Your amateur tweet of the week.
My amateur tweet of the week goes out to one of my followers, and it was very simple, yet I found it very funny. It was after the Australia versus South Africa game in Canberra at Manuka, and my tweeter is at chitty underscore 83. That's at chitti underscore 83. And he wrote, quite simply, well done to Sam Burgess on winning Channel 9 Man of the Match in Canberra.
I love it. It's social commentary at its best. You can't tell me that it didn't go to script. I'm just going to put it that way, and I'm going to leave it at that. Anyway, if you want to be in with a chance of getting the weekly full credit to the Boys Awards, which is this cup of air
that we will
give to every winner of the full credit to the Boys Awards, just tweet us anytime you want. We are at FCTTB underscore podcast. You can tweet each of us at Late Mailman, at Former underscore Legend. As we move on to our final segment for the day today.
Wow.
The Celebrity Tweet Challenge. I feel like this needs a bit of a... the Celebrity Tweet Challenge. In my classic Nines Wide World of Sports.
That sounds like the weekend... Winter weekend from Threadbow.
Steve Britton, Mr. 5 Balls. The Celebrity Tweet Challenge. So basically what it is, the hood, that's me, Late Mailman, I challenge the legend, the former underscore legend, to get a prominent person, a celebrity, if you will. That word is used so liberally these days, but yes, a famous person, someone with a heap of followers, basically, to tweet. Is it tweet and follow, or tweet and follow? Tweet and follow.
Yeah.
Oh, this is challenging.
Yeah.
Who's going to go first?
I'll toss one out for you.
Okay.
And we've already mentioned him tonight, which I find a little bit eerie.
Yeah.
I'm going to say to you, Late Mailman.
Yeah.
I want you to get a follow and a tweet from the great at Shane Warne.
Well, that'd be easy. I'll just change my Twitter photo to an attractive woman and say something like,
I don't want to know your tactics.
Do you want to date me?
I don't want to know your tactics.
I can do this. So basically what we revisit this next week, next podcast.
And our followers can watch us and see how we go about it.
And how desperate we get.
And yeah, and you know, join in the fun if you wish. Make it harder for Late Mailman if you wish. Make it easier for me if you wish.
Well, so basically, people basically cock block me, so to speak, on Twitter. So they
what's the opposite of a wingman?
Yeah,
a cock blocker.
Yeah, something like that. That's where you're going to be. Yeah, good. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Reminder: I'm at Late Mailman. He's at Shane Warne. Game on. All right.
Right.
You.
Yes.
I challenge you, the former legend.
Yes.
to get. And again, we've dipped deep into the Twitter field tonight.
Yeah,
this is someone we've mentioned tonight as well.
Oh no!
I request that you get Sally Fitzgibbons to follow.
Nice. Yeah, nice.
And tweet you. And I guess if I could give you a tactic.
What's her Twitter address?
I believe she's at Sally Fitz. You'd have to double check that though. If I can give you a tactic, I'd say, "Hey Sally, I want you to promote my product. Can you?"
Right.
Man, she loves a cash for comment. She loves a product for comment.
Let's set some rules up here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
One, we can't tell the celebrity of our competition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Defeats the purpose.
Yes. And second of all, we can't pay for it.
All right.
We can't pay for a follow. We can't promise anything of materialistic goods.
So. I don't think you can even... Yeah. I mean, you say you can't pay for a follow. Quade Cooper does all the time.
Yeah. 5,000 a time.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't get to choose them because they can't all come from Botswana and
and they're
Uruguay.
They're all eggs.
Absolutely. Twitter eggs. Yeah. Purple, orange, green.
Yeah. He's got the set.
Okay, cool. So I've got at Shane Warne. You've got at, Sally Fitz. But Sally Fitzgibbons on Twitter. You can't miss her. She's everywhere.
Interesting. So do you think she'd be attracted to me, the former underscore legend?
I thought you were going to say, do you think she'd be attractive?
I mean, she's Bloody with Merrin.
Interesting. Tactic. Yeah. Tactic. Angle.
Maybe I shouldn't mention, hey, I've heard you may be single. Get back to me.
Hey, what's the worst you could do?
Hey, I've seen you on Tinder.
What's the worst you could do? Mute or block you? It'll just make your challenge harder. On that note, I think we've got to wrap it up for this week. It's been good fun. Full credit to the boys is the name of our podcast. We're going to be doing this as things happen throughout the summer, but hopefully on a more regular basis throughout the winter 2015, as there's a hell of a lot of rugby league to talk about. It just writes itself, that game. You can get in touch with us at FCTTB_podcast. That's full credit to the boys at FCTTB_podcast. He's at former_legend. I'm at @LateMailman. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook. We've got our website as well, which is fullcredittotheboyspodcast.com. And I believe we've even got an email address, but I feel like that's just going back to 1999.
Nah, it'll be on our website.
It's on our website. Surely. You can contact us via the website as well. fullcredittotheboyspodcast.com. Thanks for listening for this first one. Get in touch with us anytime you want, and we'll speak to you soon.
Peace.